But even with destruction like this in areas like Coffee Park and Fountain Grove, there were survivors. This is an awesome example. It had a lot of the stuff that people have been talking about. It was had a good position on the slope. Clearly not made of wood much, right? Good stucco house, stucco fences, walls in front of it. Hill behind it, really significant. But this was a survivor. And this is the kind of image that we really have to start putting out there. These homes can be built to survive in most conditions. Maybe not all conditions, but in most conditions. So this is super important to get this message out and allow people to understand that this is what they can control. We're terrified of fire. I am terrified of this fire season. I'm absolutely terrified. The only thing that I can control is my own stuff. I can control my house. I can control my 100 feet. So that gives property owners back some control if they can just move forward to take advantage of some of the stuff we can do.
The elements of a fire disaster, availability of fuels, topography, meteorology, ignition sources, these were considered from every angle at the conference, with special attention to these elements in the wildland-urban interface.
Well, you start with severe fire conditions. We had that. Then you get a wildland fire. We got that, right? Did we ever? And then you get home ignitions, widespread home ignitions. We got that. Suddenly, we had fire protection resources, which were completely overwhelmed by what was going on. All we were doing was saving lives, right? And reduced effectiveness, completely reduced effectiveness, because we were only concentrating on saving lives. And many, many destroyed homes. If we take home ignitions out of this equation, if homes don't ignite, we don't have a wildland-urban interface issue anymore. We just have a wildland fire, which we can now begin to allow to return to its natural role in the California ecosystem. To my mind, the hope for us to move towards a more fire-resilient future is to deal with the house first. We've got to deal with the house first.
Carleone Safford is an evangelist for community action in the form of fire-safe councils, which bring residents together to understand fire danger and mitigate it.
Fire-safe councils do education and outreach. Peer-to-peer works really good. It's very effective. They can help with planning, such as community wildfire protection plans. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. And they can plan for and try to get community fuels reduction programs going. Community wildfire protection plans are a really important part of this deal. They came out of the Healthy Forest Restoration Act of 2003. And they have to be collaboratively developed, so you have to have everybody in the room to write these things. So you need federal, state, local agencies of all sorts, plus the residents of the area so that you can prioritize strategies and identify funding solutions. So these are a huge tool. FireSafe Sonoma is right now working on creating a template that'll be easy for communities to use out there in the world to create these on their own.
Carleone Safford of FireSafe Sonoma. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.